Following recording is copyright 2012 Catholic Diocese of Little Rock. All rights reserved. For more information, visit www.dolr.org.
May is a month of graduations. It's a time of closure and new beginnings. Those who graduate take their final exams, tie together all the loose ends of this chapter of their life, listen to the exhortation of a graduation speaker, and then ascend the stage to receive their diplomas. But graduation is not just a day of closure. It's also a time of new beginnings. Ascending the stage, the graduates receive a document which gives witness to their success in learning. But the reason they sacrificed and studied so hard was not only to get this piece of paper, but rather because they want to have success in their future. So while they're given awards to recognize the achievements of their past, graduation really focuses much more on the future than on the past. That's why we call them commencement exercises. Something new is commencing. This time of preparation is ending, and a much more important time of creativity for which school has prepared them is about to commence. In a similar way, this feast of the Ascension of the Lord was for the disciples a kind of graduation, a time of closure and new beginnings. The Greek word for student is disciple. It's also the source of our word discipline. Academic disciplines are fields of study. You discipline your children to teach them a lesson. Well, the formation of the disciples in the school of Jesus' ministry on earth is drawing to an end. For the last 40 days since his resurrection, Jesus has been tying up the loose ends of their formation. And now the time has come for him to gather his students, give them a final exhortation, and then ascend to heaven. But Jesus' ascension is not just a day of closure. It's above all a day of commencement, a time of new beginnings. Ascending to heaven, Jesus will receive a crown of glory. But the reason for his selfless sacrifices and for enduring all that abuse was not merely to get that crown, but rather because he wanted to give us life. He wanted to give us eternal life and eternal share in his victory. Just like with high school graduations, Jesus' ascension focuses much more on the future than it does on the past. For the disciples, this was their commencement. Their time of preparation has come to an end, and a much more important time of creativity for which Jesus has prepared them is about to commence. Jesus has also formed us for the specific mission that he entrusts to each one of us. Like those original disciples of Jesus, we too are Jesus' students. He has formed us in the church, and he continues to form us. He has empowered us by the Holy Spirit, especially on the day of our confirmation, and has sent us forth to continue his work in our own time. But we should remember that just as with Jesus' original disciples, our formation does not end with confirmation, as if it were some sort of graduation from religious education. Quite the contrary. The goal of any religious education program is to teach us how to keep learning about the Lord once the classes have ended, to spark in us that spiritual eagerness and openness and curiosity that will lead to a lifetime of further spiritual growth. Religious education lays a solid foundation on which we can then continue to build. And that's just exactly what Jesus' original disciples did. On Pentecost, next Sunday, the day of their confirmation, they were empowered by the Holy Spirit and began to preach the good news of salvation in Jerusalem, throughout Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth.